You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Jodie Connor is on the show for the first time.
Hello.
Hi.
You get a clap on the show. We like to make everyone feel welcome.
Thank
especially,
you.
Especially on your first time.
Yes.
Now, we might know you already, audience might know you already, from a song that was pretty big in 2010.
Pretty big. Went to number one for 3 weeks. So.
You've officially already got a number one under your belt.
Yeah. Roll Deep's Good Times.
Yeah.
It sort of came from nowhere, actually, didn't it?
Well, yeah.
We played it quite a lot in the end.
Yeah, it was massive. I think we played it as a chosen one, which is something we do every night on the show, a different song each night.
Okay.
Having heard it. And I don't think anyone necessarily expected it to go to number one, but everyone loved it.
Yeah. And it's just one of those tunes that you end up... You like it and hate it at the same time. You can't stop singing it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Were you involved in the writing process
or did they
just invite you to sing on it? So,
yeah,
writing process as well. So, a nice few royalties. Yeah. Good skills.
Nice bank balance.
Yeah, happy days, good Christmas presents, all good. Yeah, so, apart from obviously your work with Roll Deep, where have you kind of come from? How long have you been singing for?
I've been singing for years now. I'm from Manchester myself.
Yep.
I've just been, since I left school really, did performing arts, because I started doing songwriting, using different studios and stuff, and I teamed up with Darwood, which is the producer that just produced my first album. We started working together, and Wiley was introduced to us through a friend of ours, and from there it's just... gone crazy.
Good times.
All good kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
Were you on Pop Stars? Pop Idol,
I was.
It was you, because we were Googling you earlier.
And it came up.
But it didn't say specifically, did it, what it was, what the process was. So that was quite a while ago then.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
How old were you then?
Oh, you should never ask a lady.
Oh.
No, never.
No.
Good girl.
It was me.
So you got to the semi-finals, didn't you?
I got down to the wildcard show, which was like the last 15.
Yeah.
So.
What was it like as an experience? Was it really strange?
Well,
you don't really remember now.
I can still remember. It was a really good experience. I've never done anything like working with TV or anything like that. So it was the first time I'd ever performed to like a big audience like that. Obviously, when you're being judged, it's nerve-wracking and stuff. But it was a good experience. It taught me a few things, and I've moved on from it now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it fuel the passion a little bit more? Was it a blessing in disguise that you didn't get any further?
I think so, yeah. Because, you know, I think I'm the only person that's done something afterwards without having the help of the show, so...
Well, and the winner, I mean, Michelle McManus won that year.
Yeah.
I think she's now a radio presenter. I don't think she's doing anything else, yeah. She's not singing anymore, I don't think. So, you never know. You might see her on your interview rounds.
I know, she might interview.
Yeah, that'd be weird, wouldn't it? So, let's talk also about the job you've only recently given up.
Yeah.
Youth Offending Services.
Yeah.
That sounds like you must have seen some pretty strong stuff.
Yes,
I while you were doing that job.
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically, I used to try and help youths in Salford, because he's worked for Salford Youth Offending Service, stop them from reoffending,
mm-hmm.
work with them on court orders and things like that, and try and stop the younger kids from offending in the first place, getting them involved in activities and stuff. But I did really enjoy it, and I only quit that job the week before I went to number one.
Oh,
so it's only just recent, really.
Oh, so you're not only talented, you've got a good heart as well. We like that.
Nice and sweet.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Jodie Connor still on the show with us tonight. Played your debut solo single a little earlier on with Wiley as well. What's your songwriting process like? Where do you write from real life experience and stuff like that, or do you sort of have a team of people who assist you with that kind of thing?
I think it just depends really what mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And what where I'm writing, who with. I'm working with Darwood, like I said, who's produced my album. And usually he gives me the music and we sit down, and if something comes up, then we just write it together. And then I've also done stuff out in LA with Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z's label.
They're exciting.
Yeah. And they're writing for Rihanna and Chris Brown and stuff. So they come with ideas. It just really depends on where I am and who I'm with.
Was it quite exciting going out to LA and sort of experiencing all
that?
Well,
it was. I signed my deal like that week with Polydor, and then they flew me straight out, and I was like, "Oh, this is good." and then I got to work with some of the best writers in the world. So
yeah,
it's just onwards and upwards, hopefully.
Now, it's not only some of the best writers in the world who've recognised your talent. Chipmunk and Tiny Temper have both said they're fans of yours.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine a Jodie Connor and Tiny Temper duet would be pretty cool.
Yeah, of course. Maybe in the future. I've got to try and pin him down first.
Now, well, don't
he's
tell
a busy
us about
man.
It. The amount of times he's been booked in to come and do an interview and then he has to keep pulling out at the last minute. And we're like, no, because we love him.
Yeah, he's lovely.
I do fancy him a little bit,
do
actually.
You?
Yeah. He's
I've seen
hot.
Him at quite a few of the different festivals that we've done with no tap on and stuff.
Exactly.
I'm sure you'd like that.
And he's got a lovely face. He's really cute, don't you think?
He's not really my type, but
okay.
He's nice. Yeah.
He's all right, he'll do.
It's one of those things, isn't it, where this 2010 was very much sort of like Tiny Temper's year. And now going into 2011, you've got yourself and people like Jessie J.
Yeah.
It's all about the feisty young ladies.
Boys need to step aside now.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of girls coming out and some really strong talent. So hopefully next year at the awards, they're not just going to be giving them out to the guys.
No, I think next year there's going to be a really strong female presence. And it's really nice to see because it's been a brilliant year for urban music in general.
Yeah.
And it's just literally gone off the scale. And we were saying before, things like the Brit Awards... They got rid of their urban category. Well, that was a bit stupid. Because now, look at it.
About time you brought it back.
Yeah, and I'm waiting to see what influence it's going to have now on next year's awards. I think it's going to be really interesting.
I hope I'm sat there.
I'm sure you will be.
You'll be invited.
You'll be there. You'll be there.
Definitely.
Take That are going to be there. So I think everyone's going to be scrambling to go there.
When's the album going to be out? Do you know yet?
It should be late summer next
year. Okay. Excellent. Summer anthems ahoy.
Yes.
Yay.
Excellent. Jodie, thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. I've cultivated my beard especially for this young lady.
Oh, yes. You need to work on your belly now.
Okay, I'll do that. Kesha is back on the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Loving the new song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Proper
Thank
pop
you. I'm
anthem.
Excited about it.
Where did it come from? Is it the brainchild of Dr. Luke once again?
And you.
It is.
And of course, yeah.
It is. It is Dr. Luke and my whole crew of people in LA. We all got together for about 3 weeks and wrote this new record. Yeah, it was like 9 a.m. till 5 a.m. every night.
What?
Camp out. Yeah.
Oh my God, not What's even time to party while you're doing it.
No, unfortunately, for 3 weeks I had to cool my jets and just write some records.
I like that, cool my jets.
Yeah, that's a good saying.
2010 was a pretty spectacular year for you.
Yes, it was.
What was the highlight looking back on it now?
There are a few. Mm. There are definitely a few. I think probably the best day of my life would be the day I got that Best New Artist European Music Award. Yeah. That was incredible because, you know, you just kind of like run around and tour and write songs and cause general mayhem. But then when you actually get an award for it, it's incredible.
And also it silences your critics as well, because I think every act has people who love them, they have people who hate them, that kind of thing. And you've sort of been on the receiving end of both compliments and so complimentary things.
Yeah, no, and that's it. For a bit I was just kind of like off with the internet and wouldn't look at it because haters are really loud. But then I got an award, and so they can also
Kesha, this is why we love you.
You're like G.I. Jane.
Yeah. Never has a truer song title been there. We are who we are, so just deal with it.
Amazing.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. The incredible Kesha is still with us on the show tonight.
Ow!
We played the new song, We Are Who We Are, a little earlier. The video is a different monster altogether. It's
Love
amazing.
It.
Ah, yes. I was trying to make people excited in the pant area.
You certainly made me excited in my pant area.
Did
you? Sure. Hell yeah.
He's not recovered yet, Kesha.
And God bless you, some almighty product placement in it.
Yes.
I know. And you know, unfortunately, it's, they pay the bills.
Of course.
What do you mean, unfortunately? There's tequila in there. I bet you've got enough tequila.
I know, there is tequila. There was tequila that, it's called Revolution Tequila, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, like that.
I feel like, you know, we're starting a revolution in the video.
Of course.
My musical life.
So it fits anyway, whether it's product placement or not. It was meant to be there all along.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much.
There's the Watchers and the Plenty of Fish website is in there as well. Have you been on that
Yes,
yourself?
You're right. Oh, man.
Have you been on this website? Apparently there's a section for blokes with beards.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We did a bit of research.
No, I haven't, but I should probably check it out.
Is that still your forte? Is that what you're into, the men with beards? Because last time we spoke to you, you wanted a fat man with a beard.
I'm still looking, damn it. Aww. Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's okay. I'll just take, like, I find them, but they only last for a few seconds.
You've also recently joined the One For All campaign in America.
Yes.
Which is kind of appropriate with your single as well. And it's generally to educate Americans about their freedoms. But was there any specific reason why you personally joined it?
Oh, I mean, I think that something that's really incredible, and I wear the American flag all the time, and some of that's just to kind of look like a wrestler. But I also really appreciate the freedom of speech, because without that, I don't think I would be where I am. And I exercise that every day at every show. And it's just a really incredible right that we all have.
Okay. Now, is it true that when you wrote We Are Who We Are, you were partly inspired by this massive teen suicides that are going on across the U.S.? Gay
teens?
That
really affected me, because a lot of my fans are gay and some of my really close friends are gay and family members are gay. And it's just, it's kind of horrendous that people are killing themselves and being bullied at school over their sexuality, which is a personal thing. And
it's awful.
I mean, I personally obviously have been bullied on the internet, and it's nothing that, you know, to compare with what these kids have to deal with, but I just know how bullying feels, and it feels really So I wanted to write a song that could let people celebrate themselves, you know, whatever that is.
Do you want to put someone on your radar before we leave you? How much time do you get to check out new artists yourself? Do you get to sort of...
I don't sleep, but I want to check out some new artists. Who should I check out?
So the Brits Critics' Choice this year here in the UK, which previously went to someone like Florence from Florence and the Machine.
Who I love.
Yeah, and a girl called Ellie Goulding got it last year. This year it's gone to a girl called Jessie J.
Yeah.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
She's cool. She's really nice.
Have you heard that Do It Like a Dude song?
No.
Oh, my God.
That sounds amazing, though.
Well, you're on Twitter, aren't you? We'll tweet you the link to it, and then you can watch it on YouTube. Honestly, it's awesome. And in terms
I will.
Of
She's
attitude,
such a great performer.
Kesha, thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah,
it's good to talk to you guys.
Have an amazing year. Hopefully, we will see you again soon.
Hell yes, you will.
Yes, Kesha, thank you.
Woo! See you guys.
You're listening to In Demand.
Hello.
Jay. Hiya.
Yeah, how are you two?
All right, mate. How are you?
Really good. You both sound really happy.
Well, we're happy for you.
Yes.
You've got a Brit Award
nomination.
That's a good reason to be happy, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Out of all the reasons in the world to be happy, you must be over the moon. How is everyone?
Everyone's shell-shocked.
Oh, how do you get down from an all-time high, Jay? That's the question.
Oh, I see what you did there. Amazing.
Clever.
So you're
feeling good?
Yeah, well, you know what, we went down that line of all the press and stuff, and like we just kept saying stuff that you hear everyone say, like, we never thought it would happen and I'm on top of the world. But when you're there, you just say it, because you know you do think it, but you just know you sound like an idiot.
Oh, but at least you know that you're just sort of towing the line, but at the same time you actually are secretly delighted.
That's it, yeah, definitely.
It's amazing news. Are all the rest of the boys really happy?
Yeah, they're all sat around just staring at the walls like, what is going on here?
And you performed at the nominations as well, haven't you?
Yeah. We've literally just come off now.
Amazing.
Oh, what was that like? Was it good?
Oh, so good. We did it twice because it's all TV and it gets edited and stuff.
Yeah.
And the crowd, like, I was like, thanks for cheering second time around, because it went mental again. I was like, very, very professional crowd out there.
You boys seem to have that effect on people, though, it would seem.
Yeah, it was sort of like, we didn't really do in the opening positions, which is just standing facing the back of the stage. They were already screaming. I was like, I'll be honest, we've not really earned that cheer yet.
Oh, no, you have. Now, obviously you're going to be at the ceremony itself, seeing as you are nominated. Have you got a date yet?
Do you mean like someone to take?
Yeah, you need to take a date with you.
I think we've all got one, I'm afraid.
Are you taking your lizard?
yeah, I've got a little ball gown for her.
Oh, she'll look amazing in that.
Yeah.
Congratulations again, mate. We just need to get the song on now. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is The Wanted and All Time Low.
Brit nominated.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Should we catch up with a Brit nominated artist? Who would you like?
Tiny Temper.
Hi, Tiny Temper.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing,
we're all right. How are you?
Very, very well. Very, very well.
Very, 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 very well.
We're guessing you're on top of the world right now.
Best male, best album, best single, and best breakthrough for the Brits 2011. Amazing. Well done.
Oh,
well
man.
Done.
Do you know what?
Like, congratulations.
thank you very much.
You deserve
much.
It. You totally deserve it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Do you know what? I mean, over the past couple of months for me, I mean, I've had the most incredible past couple of months musically. And, you know, like the Brits for me is something I've always dreamed of, like always from when I was a very young child. I've always wanted to like, win a Brit. And obviously, you know, I was there last year just watching as a mere spectator, you know, met people like Ellie Goulding for the first time and, you know, saw Jay-Z go and pick up Best International Male. So it's incredible to come back a year later and be nominated for 4. That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody who made it happen and, you know, just thank all the fans for being so supportive and allowing 2010 to be so incredible. When I found out the good news, I was so overwhelmed. I was so chuffed, you know, you know, and it just goes to show if you put hard work in and you believe in what you want to do, you can make anything happen. Like you said, this is all in the space of the year. I was strolling along the red carpet. I think Leona Lewis was in front of me. I was just like, wow, this is so incredible. And now a year later, look what's happened. It's mental.
Seeing as you've just performed at the nomination ceremony with Ellie, is that your next single, the collaboration?
Do you know what? Guys, I'm going to exclusively tell you, yeah, it is. Why not? Let's make it the next single there and then. There, just on the spot like that.
Tiny, that's amazing. Love that song. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank
Good
you very
skills,
much,
man. Sir. Have an amazing night. All right, dude.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I'll speak to you guys soon. You're listening to In Demand.